Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a hot pants style Ableton Live 12 DJ intro blueprint for old school rave pressure, aimed at beginner drum and bass producers. The goal is simple: make a 16-barred intro that feels like a real DJ tool. It should be punchy, loopable, tense, and ready to slam into a drop later. Think of this intro as more than just an opening. In DNB, the intro sets the mood, the groove, the low-end discipline, and the space a DJ needs to mix in another track. If the intro is too crowded, it won't work in a set. If it's too empty, it won't have energy. So we're balancing both. Utility first, hype second. Start by setting your project tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want it to lean a bit more old-school jungle, 170 to 172 also works well. Then set up 5 tracks: drums, break layer, bass tees, stabs or rave hits, and FX or atmosphere. Keep the first 16 bars clearly marked, and turn on the loop brace so you can focus on one clean intro section. Naming and color coding the tracks now will save you a lot of confusion later. Now let's build the drum foundation. You want a broken groove that nods to jungle and rave pressure, but still feels tight enough for modern DNB. Use a kick, snare or clap, and some chopped break slices. You can do this with drum rack, simpler, or audio clips depending on what feels easiest. Keep the kick short and punchy, the snare strong, and add ghost notes or tiny break edits for movement. If the groove feels flat, a little timing variation and swing can go a long way. A good starting point is drum bus on the drum layer. Keep the drive modest, around 5 to 15%, add just a touch of crunch, and use transient to give the drums a little more snap. If you're using a break sample, chop it into 1-bar or 2-bar loops and nudge a few hits slightly off the grid so it breathes. You can also add groove pool swing around 54 to 58% if the pattern needs more shuffle. The key here is not to overcook it. In the first 4 bars, keep the drums fairly dry and direct. That makes later automation feel much more powerful. Next, add an atmosphere layer. This could be a pad, vinyl noise, crowd texture, jungle ambience, or a simple sustained synth. The point is not to make it the main hook, it's there to create space and anticipation. Put an auto filter on this track and start with a cutoff low. Over the intro, slowly open it up so the texture becomes brighter and more present. A 12 dB slope usually gives smoother movement for this kind of work. If the layer feels too wide or messy, use utility to narrow the stereo width a bit and keep the low end out of it. Now for the hot pants style bass tees. We are not writing a full bassline yet, we're just hinting at one. Use wave editable, operator, or analog and make a simple low bass sound, something saw-based or square-based with a bit of movement. Keep the notes short and sparse. One or two notes every couple of bars is enough at this stage. The idea is to let the drums lead and have the bass answer occasionally, rather than running constantly. For the sound itself, start with a low-pass filter and keep it fairly closed. Add a little drive for edge, and if you want movement, use a slow LFO on the filter cutoff. Then put a saturator after the synth, with a small amount of drive and soft clipping if needed. That gives the tees more weight on smaller speakers without making the intro too heavy. Remember, in DNB, bass is about rhythm and space as much as tone. If the bass comes in too early or too loudly, the intro loses tension. Now automate that bass so it feels like it's waking up. In the first 4 bars, keep it muted or barely there. In bars 5 to 8, bring in the first low note, but keep the filter closed. In bars 9 to 12, open the cutoff gradually and maybe add a little resonance. Then in bars 13 to 16, let it get a little brighter or more mid-focused before pulling it back for the transition. You can also send a bit of the bass into echo or reverb, but be careful. Keep the sub clean and avoid muddying the low end. The trick is to suggest energy, not smear it everywhere. This is also where you add your rave identity. Put in some stabs, short vocal style hits, organ chords, or chopped sample accents. This is the part that gives the intro attitude. Use them on offbeats or in syncopated spots so they feel like they're punching through the groove, not sitting on top of it. Keep these sounds short, high-passed, and controlled. A little delay or reverb send a last stab of a phrase can create a nice call and response effect, especially in old-school rave style. When you place those stabs, think in phrases. Every 4 bars, something should change. Maybe one stab lands at the end of bar 5, another at bar 7, then a more dramatic hit near bar 11 or 15. Don't overload the intro with too many musical ideas. A good intro feels confident because it knows what to leave out. Now we build tension with FX. This is where the intro starts to feel like it's moving toward a drop. Use a riser noise, a reverse cymbal, a short impact, or a small delay tail on a stab. You can automate a high-pass filter across the intro bus so the low end feels like it's being lifted just before the drop. You can also bring up the reverb send in the last two or four bars, but keep it tasteful. If the FX gets too wet, it will blur the groove and weaken the punch. A really important beginner rule here is to automate only one to three things per phrase. If everything is moving all the time, the listener stops feeling the shape of the intro. A slow reveal is usually more effective than constant motion. Think of automation as revealing the track, not decorating it. To make everything easier to control, group your drums and bass into buses. Put the drums into a drum bus and the bass elements into a bass bus. On the drum bus, you can use a Q8 to clean up low-mid buildup if necessary, then add a little drum bus or a gentle glue compressor. On the bass bus, keep the sub centered with utility and use a Q8 to remove anything you don't need. This is especially helpful if you want to automate the whole intro later without juggling too many separate clips. Now listen to it like a DJ. Ask yourself a few questions. Is there enough room for another track to mix in? Does the groove start clearly? Does the energy rise in a way that makes sense? Does the last two bars feel like a handoff into the drop? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. A strong DJ intro might feel like this. Bars 1 to 4 are drums and atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8 add a bass tease and maybe one stab. Bars 9 to 12 increase movement and brightness, and bars 13 to 16 peak the tension with a fill, a pause, or a final lift before the drop. If you want it more mix-friendly, give the first section even more space. If you want it more aggressive, bring the bass in a little earlier. The main thing is to keep the intro functional as well as exciting. Watch out for the common mistakes. Don't add too much bass too early. Don't automate every parameter at once. Don't let reverb and delay fog up the low end. Don't let your drums go stale. And don't make the intro so generic that it loses its identity. If it feels weak, the fix is often simplification, not more stuff. In rave and DNB intros, restraint can be the thing that makes it hit harder. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with kick, snare, and one break slice. Add one bass note every two bars. Put auto filter on the bass, and automate the cutoff from closed to slightly open. Add one rave stab on the last beat of bar 4, send it to reverb, and automate the send up at the end of the phrase. Then add a noise riser or reverse cymbal into the transition. Bounce it or loop it and listen as if you're mixing into it live. The big takeaway is this. Build your intro in phrases, keep the first section drums first, introduce bass as a tease, use automation to reveal the track, and stay disciplined with the low end. If your intro feels alive before the drop even arrives, you're already thinking like a real DNB producer. Now go build that 16-bar blueprint, keep it tight, and make it rave.